Now, while more than half of Wisconsin's county fairs have made moves to cancel, postpone, or change format this year, we still have plenty of past experience to remember what makes a Wisconsin county fair so special. For many counties across the state, the local fair is the event of the season, a place where you meet up with friends and family, walk around sweating in the hot summer sun, eat some cotton candy, hang out in the animal barns. It's tradition. You might even say county fairs are a part of a place's identity. We're talking about it with Pam Yonke. She's the farm director for the Midwest Farm Report Radio Network. Her reporting and podcasts can be found at MidwestFarmReport.com. And she's been involved in fairs personally and professionally for much of her life, including as a dairy exhibitor in county fairs and reigning as Oconto County's Dairy Queen. Pam, thanks so much for joining us again.
My pleasure, Keely.
It's an understatement to say you've spent a lot of time visiting fairs across the state, right?
Yeah, pretty much. When you're a farm kid, that's what you do. And to your point, that's the highlight for a lot of kids in the summer months, getting everything ready for exhibit at the county fair, which starts with a lot of kids that are involved in more intricate projects or livestock. They've been working on these projects since well before COVID-19, so they've invested a lot of time and money even before any of the fair decisions were made. And I can sympathize with them. You know, your summer definitely deflates a little bit when you find out you're not going to get those opportunities.
Yeah, what are some of the first things that come to your mind when we're talking about these events, these rituals in communities?
Yeah, for me, it was always, you know, the buddies that you were going to see in the barns. I exhibited dairy, and that was primarily where I was focused. All my buddies were in the livestock project. So being able to see people that you only see once a year was probably the bigger highlight. I was always very involved in my county fair, so a lot of the adult leaders, you look forward to seeing them. I was very involved in 4-H with as a leader, as leadership responsibilities myself. So I was in the ring announcing. I was in the ring showing my animals. I was in the barns helping other kids get ready with their livestock. So it was that camaraderie that I really looked forward to. You know, let's face it, if you're not so much now because everybody's connected, but if you're a kid out in the country and you haven't seen your buddies at school for a couple of months, you haven't been really doing anything socially with your buddies for a couple months, that county fair opportunity to get back together with your buddies was pretty important, pretty special, and really looked forward to, aside from the fact that it just felt good to kind of put a crescendo on your exhibits and finally get that all done, too.
Pam Yonke has been involved in fairs for much of her life, and we're talking about local fairs here on Central Time. You're part of our conversation. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Have county fairs been a part of your summer traditions? What part of the fair do you enjoy the most? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Tell us about your fair memories, if you're a 4-H member or a leader, and what the county fair means to you. 800-642-1234. Pam, let's talk more about 4-H, because that's a part of the fair that some people know really well and others don't fully understand. Why is the fair so important to 4-H youth?
You know, I think sometimes people get a little tunnel vision on what Wisconsin 4-H is all about. I think they think about the livestock, and of course, that's one of my passions, but there's an awful lot of things that 4-H offers young people that can be seen at a county fair. Everything from poster works that show about maybe something veterinary care that they're interested in. They've got rocket science. There's all the food and prep work that kids can get involved in, from baking and cookies and things like that. Then there's the sewing aspect that a lot of kids still are really involved with. There's so many different things that Wisconsin 4-H offers kids to do, and that's actually something that I've been talking about on the air as well. You know, county fairs are one thing that we're missing out for young people's activities. 4-H camp was another ritual that we used to go through when we were kids. So there's a lot of things that 4-H offers young people, but unfortunately this year it's going to have to take a different look, or it's not going to be able to be offered at all. So that is what I think a lot of people see. Almost every exhibit that you see at a fair has some connection to 4-H in some way, shape, or form. Now, I don't want to overlook the other elements, the other associations that are involved in allowing youth to be at a fair. We've got many fairs that have a lot of strong affiliations with the FFA. So you see them, those chapters exhibiting as well around the county fair. There are some groups that are also involved with Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, different things like that. So it's not just 4-H, but in my experience, 4-H makes up the majority of the youth exhibitors that you're going to see at the fair. And remember, it's not just an individual thing when it comes to 4-H. You are with your club. You are with a group of other kids. Maybe, you know, one thing we always did, you got to work the 4-H food stand. And as silly as it may seem to some people that have never had that experience, I literally remember changing clothes from showing my dairy animals and hightailing it over to the 4-H food stand, because that was a genuine fundraiser for a lot of county fair activities or fair activities through the calendar year. And again, that's not something a lot of kids get to do every day. So it was a little different. You got to work with a different group of adults in the food stand. You obviously got a chance to interact with the public and maybe see people you wouldn't have otherwise seen. So there are many layers to a county fair, and I'm sure the people that you've asked to call in or email or what have you, you probably had those same kinds of silly little experiences that may touch your heart now. But a lot of people, like I said, if all you're doing is coming out for the food and the rides, you're really missing some of the most critical, heartwarming elements of any county fair, regardless of where it is.
And if you are going for the food and the rides, you might stumble upon some of these other things that are happening that you've never been a part of or never knew about before. You just have to take the time to check them out.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate county fair as much as the food, as much as anybody. And of course, a lot of county fairs, that is a fundraising element for a lot of community associations and organizations. It's just that when I hear that people are only going to an event, you know, a lot of people at the that go to the Wisconsin State Fair only know about the entertainment, the food, and the rides. And that's where I get a little concerned that you're missing so much more of what a fair has to offer. But to your point, Keely, all you have to do is take the time. And there's a lot of kids that are in, have invested all their time and energy in those projects. They would love to have a conversation with someone that's curious about what they did, how they did it, and what they plan to do with it for the future.
Yeah, time and energy in those projects, and especially when it comes to bringing animals, that's almost a summer job in a way. There is sometimes a financial loss here with county fairs not happening.
Well, we're a little concerned about that, and I've seen a lot of county fairs and the parents and the associations mobilize since these decisions have been made. You're right. There is a true financial investment that the young people and their families have made in the livestock, in the feed, in all the care, in all the energy and time that you've put into working with that animal. And now suddenly you're not really left with many options on what you're going to do with the animals. Now, if you're on a farm, you know that that animal can stick around with the rest of the herd, or you can also think about marketing it through one of our traditional livestock markets. Those are all avenues out there. But again, I think what many kids look forward to is the interaction, the excitement, the adrenaline when they get in the center of a ring and the auctioneer is helping them sell their animals. A lot of kids that I've worked with, that's a memory they'll never forget, and they're using those monies not only to repay their parents a little bit on the investment, but they're also using it for college education and for investment perhaps in the projects in the next year. And let's face it, Keely, with the way that our agriculture economy in Wisconsin has been absolutely rocked to its foundation because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the gyrations in food distribution and consumer buying patterns, that's kind of a big deal this year. Nobody can afford to take a financial hit on a project that was otherwise not only supposed to be educational and rewarding, personally, it was also at least supposed to have a little bit of a payback on the investment.
We're talking with Pam Yonke, who's the farm director for the Midwest Farm Report Radio Network. She's been involved in fairs professionally and personally much of her life, including as a dairy exhibitor in county fairs. And we want to hear from you. 800-642-1234. Share your fair experiences today. What lessons did you learn? Were you part of 4-H or FFA? Did you go to county fairs all the time? Maybe you did go for the food and the rides, but you discovered other things. Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We continue this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking with Pam Yonke. She's a reporter and podcaster at MidwestFarmReport.com. She spent many years covering and participating in county fairs herself. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. We're taking your calls about your memories, your experiences at county fairs, as many have had to decide not to happen this year, to cancel. And we've got Steve from Antioch, Illinois on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. What are you remembering?
My dad used to go to the county fairs all the time. He was in 4-H, and that was really important to him, you know, when he was a kid, showing his animals and things like that. And ever since then, our family's been going to county fairs. I've been to probably 20 Wisconsin state fairs. And then I also wanted to put a shout-out to Vilas County Fair in Eagle River. We go there all the time.
So lots of memories there, Steve. Thank you for sharing those. And, Pam, you can hear Steve even talking about how his father's experience transferred from one generation to the next, because you can just hear in Steve's voice how much it mattered to his dad.
Right, and it really is a family kind of situation. There's a lot of parents that I see now, and I've been doing this for so long, Keely, like I said, from the time I was on the farm through when I was in college and now as a farm broadcaster. And if people go to my Facebook page, Fabulous Farm Babe, you'll see how busy our staff has been, not this year, obviously, but last year with all our fair coverage. And what you notice is it's a generational thing. It really is. And it's not just about the exhibitors. It's generational in all of the volunteers that make county fairs work. It may be about the people that are in the food stands. It might be about vendors that show up. It might be about the buyers that are there every year to support those kids with their livestock or animal projects. It's also about the volunteers that make up the fair boards that have to try to keep things running 365 days a year to have it all organized and ready when the fair is on. So there's a generational thing that I notice. If your parents showed, chances are if you still have the opportunity, you will show. I know a lot of families that are at least 3-4 generations deep exhibiting at the same county fair, at the same livestock shows, at the same different events. And like I said, it's families to families. It's not just individuals. It's a lot of families to families. And more I see today, there's also situations where kids maybe don't, they're not maybe on the farm anymore, but they still have that desire to be involved. There's a lot of mentorships that go on with our fairs today, where a family may say, okay, you can have the animal stay at our place. You come out and you feed it, you help take care of it, you get it ready for the fair, we'll house it and help you that way. A lot of those kinds of mentorships, partnerships are a part of our fairs today. So again, it is about families. It's about connecting. It's about the culture and the generational impact that fairs have across the state.
Yeah, the building of community. I mean, many of the fairs around Wisconsin won't be happening this year. Some will, but either virtually or in person, without things certainly like the way they used to be. So instead of feeling disappointed or angry, Pam, how are we going to look on the bright side here?
Well, you know, I think there's still a lot of opportunity for communities to come together. I mentioned that there are a lot of little satellite projects that are still happening. Lafayette County Fair, Fond du Lac County Fair, they're still going forward with kind of a stripped-down event right now to still allow kids that opportunity to display their work, you know, show their animals and do things like that. It just won't necessarily involve a carnival or outside vendors. So they're doing their best to try to continue to keep people connected with their community. And, you know, then the other thing is a lot of groups are also just trying to do individual events, like maybe an evening where they are still going to have the kids that were in the Youth Livestock Project come together. They're going around to local businesses and gathering money that maybe will allow them to at least offer the kids some kind of financial compensation for their animals. Logistics are really what are still being worked out for a lot of counties. But, you know, the thing is, when those fairs made the decision, if they did, that they couldn't go forward in 2021, you have to respect how difficult a decision that was, because those people are connected to their community. But they also have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that if they're going to do something, it's with respect to the safety of the community, and it's also with respect to the financial obligations that the fair would have. A lot of these fairs are in precarious position as far as their checkbook is concerned. You can't afford to make a mistake once because it could definitely sabotage the event for the future. It's been a very difficult decision for every county fair out there. But again, like I said, keep checking back with your county fairs and see what other alternate ideas or opportunities they're providing, not only for the kids, but for you too.
All right, Pam, we won't give up just quite yet. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Keely. Thank you.
Pam Yonke is the farm director for the Midwest Farm Report Radio Network. Her reporting and podcasts can be found at MidwestFarmReport.com. She's been involved in fairs personally and professionally much of her life, and that includes being a dairy exhibitor in county fairs, and she was also Oconto County's Dairy Queen. And she joined us to talk about the value of county fairs to communities across our state.